Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
And drive and perseverance. And no matter what happens, you're all winners. And now on to the fifth round. Next contestant. Your word is nigger faggot.
I'm sorry, what?
Nigger faggot.
Can I get a definition?
The definition is... nigger faggot.
Anthony, you think you can use... I want to hear you spell it.
It would be T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, I refuse to say N-word, F-word.
You're a pussy. I think that's a different way of saying it. You're a P-word.
Perfect.
Oh, fuck. All right, so I got a good story that happened to me this week. You got anything?
Nope.
There's no way your life is that bland. There's no way. Literally nothing ever happens to you.
There is a way that my life is that bland. I planned it out that way.
You never find yourself in a situation where there's just a funny interaction with somebody or something.
See, the key word there is you said somebody. The only people I ever interact with is my wife and my kids.
People at work.
I don't talk to them.
All right, hey, whatever. You're fucking killing me.
It's like you don't even know me.
All right, so you know my daughter's off at college.
Yeah.
So she had some issues. She didn't have some issues. She didn't get signed up for a bank account like she was supposed to. But anyway, she went off to college. My wife gave her debit card for emergencies.
Okay.
Then, let's see. I think this was Wednesday or Thursday this week. So I'm sitting at work. I get a text from my wife. Uh-huh. Let's have Pizza Hut for supper.
All right.
Good deal.
Nope. So, that's gross, but okay.
North Carolina pizza sucks.
Pizza Hut. Be worse than Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. So I don't even like Pizza Hut pizza. But all the pizza here sucks.
Oh. Right.
And the people drive like fucking assholes.
Speaking of pizza.
I see no less than 14 head-on collisions a day.
Awesome.
If you can imagine trying to drive to back and forth to work through a demolition derby, that's what it's like living in North Carolina.
That sucks.
So I think it was sometime this week I was driving to work, and in the middle of the two-lane road, there was a boat upside down.
No, you're making that up.
I'm not. It was on a trailer, and there was a head-on collision.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's horrible.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was sitting at my desk at work and went online, ordered the chicken wings and shit that I was going to get.
Yeah.
So I went to order it. I started the order, and then somebody came in the office and grabbed me. I had to go out to the floor for something. I was out there for whatever, half hour, came back, wrapped up, started driving home, realized that I didn't even place the order for Pizza Hut, and I left my debit card sitting on my desk. Hold on, this gets better. This is just a setup.
Oh boy.
So I come home empty-handed, tell my wife what happened, and she's like, "Well, oh, fuck, I just punched my fucking microphone."
So she's pissed off.
She said, "Well, we'll just order it and we'll write a check." And I said, "All right." So I'm at home online and I order chicken wings for me, chicken wings for her, French fries for me, and pop or something. Fuck, I don't know, whatever.
So no pizza.
No, but they got really good wings.
All right.
Whatever. 40 minutes later, knock on the door. Very nice African-American woman. holding a whole bunch of chicken wings. It's not important to the story.
I was just going to say, why is that important?
Theater of the mind.
Why does it matter if she's nice?
All right. So she hands me my bags of chicken, and I hand her the check, which had a very nice tip on there. Mm-hmm. And she looks at it like she has never seen one of those things in her life before. And she says, thank you, sir. And I said, all right, well, whatever. So I close the door. And I look at my wife and I say, something was weird about that. I'm not sure what the fuck it was, but there was just something weird. I mean, it was like I handed her a frog. And she's like, oh, okay, well, I guess this is what I'm taking then.
We take frogs for payment now?
So I take the food, set it on the counter, take all my wings and throw them on a plate with my fries and my dressing and all that shit. Wife does the same thing. And I start eating. And then I hear a knock on the door. And nobody ever comes to my house, so I'm like, what the fuck is this? So I open the door, and it's that nice black lady, and she goes, I'm sorry, sir, but we don't take checks. I'm like, so I've got, like, chicken juice and shit around my fucking face. And so I'm like, So what are you proposing? And she said, do you have any cash? No, I don't. I don't have any cash on me. I don't have my debit card. I have nothing. This is my form of payment. I have a form of payment. It is taken across the land.
Form of payment.
Anyway, and she said, "Yeah, we." As soon as I left your house, I called my manager and asked if we could take a check. And I'm like, "So what do we do?" She said, "Well, we're gonna have to take the food back." I'm like, I'm like, "Are you serious?" She said, "Well, yeah, because I can't take the check." And you don't have your debit card or whatever.
So are you making this up? There is no way.
I promise you I'm not. Why would you make up this story?
To make yourself look good?
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm going to have to get it bagged up, and we already started eating, so you're going to be short a little bit.
The next stop on your route's not going to get all their food.
I said, would you like to come in? And she said, no, I'll stay outside. I said, okay. So I closed the door and ate like four more wings and shoved a bunch of fries in my mouth.
That's the best part of the story. Gave her back an empty bag.
No, so I took the container out of the garbage. You know, they come in these big black plastic bowls with lids or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just opened up the biggest one and dumped all the food in it, put it in the bag, and said, here you go. And she gave me the check back. So...
I would frame that check. Oh, that's amazing.
So anyway, the moral of the story is you will never find yourself more depressed than the day that they repo your food out of your hands.
You should have told her to call the cops. What are you going to do? Call the cops on me.
But what the whole thing that doesn't make any sense. Okay, so what you don't understand is North Carolina is different than where you're from.
All right.
There isn't apparently a whole lot of places here that even recognize that check is currency because there's so many of them that bounce.
Oh.
And not only that, but there's a lot of people here with guns. And I don't know if I mentioned anything about a lot of car crashes.
Car crashes, guns, and shitty pizza. That's all you got.
But there's the beach. I'm by the beach, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that is pretty cool.
Can't take that from me.
Huh. I don't have a beach.
God, it's so fuck. It's a weird feeling watching somebody come to your door, take your food, and walk away with it.
Usually they deliver it, and that's it. Food repo. Oh, Jesus criminy. How long was she gone before she came back?
It was somewhere between, I would put it at like 8 minutes, 8 or 10 minutes. It wasn't long enough to go back to the store, but it was long enough to be gone.
For you to inhale six chicken wings?
Yes, that's what I don't understand though is just from a business standpoint. Okay, so I She even put me on the phone with the manager.
Really?
Yeah. When she was.
Did you make her cry?
You could tell she felt really bad. And I was like, I don't understand why you're doing this. I'm white. I don't understand what. I don't know if you can tell or not, but.
You should have said that. Is that the first thing you said to the manager?
Hi, my name is Derek, and you are here to.
Hello, I am white.
But from a business standpoint, what I don't understand is, okay, let's just say that I'm a complete shitbag who has zero money, right? And the check is essentially worthless.
Okay.
Why not still take that chance? So they have a better chance of getting money from me, taking the check and hoping it goes through, than taking the food back and not being able to do anything with it. It doesn't make any sense.
It does, because their policy, which this girl didn't know because she doesn't know what a check is because she's probably 18. So their policy is they don't take checks. If they were to take a check from you, they're breaking their own policy. They have a policy in place for a reason. So
okay, nothing on the website says that they don't take checks. And we wrote checks at Pizza Hut in Illinois all the time. Like normal people. I mean, that's what they're for. You write, like you have normal checks for people. Pizza.
I haven't written a check in probably 15 years. Am I not normal?
Anthony, I don't think that you have anything to do with the finances in your house for the most part.
Right.
Right.
So you are right about that.
So you are not the norm.
That's true.
You're an idiot.
Still, I wouldn't even know how to write a check. Do you got to sign your name on those things?
Nope.
All right. Cool.
God, it just doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense.
So if they don't, if they would have taken the check, it would have bounced. Does that?
But it wouldn't.
No, I'm saying not for you, but if it would, is it a hassle for them? I don't know how that works. Do they have to sue you, or is it automatic? I mean, do the cops just come to your house when your check bounces? I don't know how that works. Okay, you bounce the check, your FBI's here. You're going to Guantanamo.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous.
If you could have seen my fat ass scrambling to shove them chicken wings in my face.
You know what you should do is go to that Pizza Hut with like wads of money and just throw it in her face. Look here, bitch.
Told you I was white.
Look what you missed out on. But make sure they're all fake. You don't want to be throwing real money.
Oh, fuck. All right. Are we going to?
All right. Are we done?
Yep. All right. Bye. I'm hungry. All this talk about food.
All this talk about food makes me hungry.
We got a voicemail. Do you want to play that?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We got this voicemail that is pretty nice, actually. Let's give this a listen.
Hey, guys. Come on, man. Hey, this is BT from Shooting the Shiznit. I had Doug on the show, and not one time last week. There was three fucking shows I listened to because I give you all that money, actually $1, for Patreon site, and not one mention of Doug being on Shooting the Shiznit. So I'm pissed. And then you got Anthony over on Po' Boys. You know, he's over there on that podcast, and y'all talk about that, but you can't talk about Doug being on Shooting the Shiznit. And Anthony talks about Podcast Hell. Podcast Hell's listening to him on another podcast. Good God, who cares about that horrible, god-awful music? That's not fucking music. You know, we got Lynyrd Skynyrd. Now, that's music, baby. Sweet Home Alabama. So, guys, to settle our score, you need to be talking about Shooting a Shiznit and telling about Doug being on the show. Because if you don't do it, it's going to be Doug and Anthony on one side of the ring. And I will bring so fine Lance Levine, my co-host of Cool Kids Countdown. I'll bring him on against the BT Express Monday night Steel Cage. Be there! I love my mama.
What?
All I heard was wrestling. I just heard wrestling.
Football.
So apparently you were on another podcast?
Nope.
What a dick.
But speaking of which, I will be on Who Are These Podcasters?
Oh, what a dick. Love my mama.
I'm supposed to be recording that immediately after we get done recording this.
That ought to be great for you.
I hope I don't use up all my funny juices and then just sit there and...
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Yeah, thank you, Brian Trammell or Trammell or whatever, however the fuck you pronounce your name. Having me on.
He doesn't even know.
So what he was referencing. So first off, fuck off. You know, sit there and
first
and,
off, fuck off. Thanks, fuck off.
You try to, you, I don't know if you've ever tried recording a podcast, Brian, but.
Especially with me, right? That's where you should have went with this.
So I'm getting there. There's a lot of shit for me to try to keep track of, as well as keep the show moving forward. And the fact that I missed one little plug of me being on your show. And, I mean, essentially, I was on your show to try to get more listeners to our show. I'm not on there to try to take our listeners over to your show. So if you want me to talk about me being on your show, then you should probably talk about. Anyway, head over to Shooting the Shiznit.
Right. Oh, shit.
You ever listen to his show?
No.
Yeah,
I don't.
Me neither.
I don't. I'm not a fan of wrestling. So, I mean, it's nothing personal.
I talked about that when I was on there. I'm not a fan of wrestling, but I am a fan of his voice.
Oh, for sure. Every time he said, love my mama, that's fucking funny. Every single time. Love my mama. He's definitely got a perfect voice for it.
If I was into wrestling, I would listen to his show.
Yeah.
That's a plug, right?
Yeah, of course.
If you are
into wrestling, listen to his show.
If I liked his content, I would listen to his show.
There. See what you did there? If you want to be sponsored on our show, just let us know.
I think he's got like, I don't know, probably 300 times more listeners than what we have.
So why is he mad about us not listening? That's two people.
I don't think he's mad about us not listening. He's mad about us not even acknowledging the fact that I was on his show.
That was pretty shitty.
But I had a lot going on.
Oh, that makes it better.
Thank you.
Dick. I had a lot going on.
Oh, you were being facetious. I thought you were on my side there for a
second. Oh, I am. I'm definitely on your side.
All right, so head over
I'm on Team Food Repo.
Fucking Pizza Hut. Fuck you, Pizza Hut, you cocksuckers. You know, and what am I supposed to do? They send a young black woman over to repo my food. I've got a shaved head and a goatee. If I start yelling at her on my doorstep, then I'm the one going to jail.
Anytime you start a story with, what am I supposed to do? Everybody knows what you're supposed to do except for you.
How would that read in the papers? Black woman assaulted repoing chicken wings. Skinhead assaults black woman repoing chicken wings.
So that's awesome. So can you imagine what she told her friends that night?
Yeah, here's some free chicken wings.
I imagine she told her friends, I met Donald Trump today. All white people look the same. Donald Trump.
You know what? I'm gonna jump around, but you just triggered something in me about what is said versus what really happens. That video that we're gonna play.
Oh, all right, yeah, for sure.
That involves a black woman lying.
All right. Oh boy. Don't you lie on me.
All right. So I gotta find it because I'm ill prepared. I'm trying to keep track.
We got
a lot of media today. Yeah. All right. So do you want to start with the interaction Or the retelling of the interaction.
The retelling.
Of course. Fucker.
Whichever one you have pulled up, that's what I want to start with.
All right. So this is going to... This is a long fucking video.
Oh boy.
So once you get the point of it...
Yeah.
Feel free to stop me.
All right.
And then we'll jump to the other version.
Okay.
All right. That's not it. Loud. Can't listen to this because it'll give away the... We've got to get better at this.
Nah, we're good.
Tell a story while this is queuing up here. Hold on.
Hi, everybody. This is Dawn. I'm driving. I typically would not drive and do a FaceTime video. But I am I'm in Virginia. I can't even tell you what town. I have to look at something to tell you what town I'm in Virginia. I think Suffolk County or some town in Virginia. And I just was threatened by this police officer, and I want all of my African Americans and people of color that are out there are going to know
all
exactly
of my African Americans. It makes it sound like she owns them.
And I want to get a check in on our people. But I'm on this route called 58 West. It's right off in between Virginia as you go to Richmond. It's a cut through between Norfolk and Richmond. And I have had a traumatic experience. And I want the people who are not African-American who know me to really get where we're coming from. Every time when I saw the police pull up behind me, the state trooper, I was immediately afraid. I was on the phone with my cousin Patrice, and I had her on speaker because as I'm Bluetooth, I'm in the car. The man threatens to pull me out of the car. You know, we shouldn't be afraid to drive and get pulled over by the police. And I'm telling you, I showed him my license, asked him why I was stopped, and he said that I was going 70 and a 65, or 60 and a something like, some kind of small difference. And so
all
I'm
right,
in the middle
I'm gonna
of the
stop it here.
Town, okay. And I'm sorry
so,
that I'm
so
upset.
The key
really
thing is... that she was doing 70 in a 65. So she says she was going 5 miles an over, 5 miles an hour over.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, God damn it, lost it. The other thing was that he threatened to pull her out of the vehicle and take her to jail.
Okay.
All right. So that's the Facebook post that went viral.
Sure.
And it goes on for another about 10 minutes.
Oh my God.
Of her ranting and raving about how black people are treated in this country and how he was rude and all the other shit, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's the actual body cam footage.
Okay.
So the cop's walking up. It's kind of windy.
Yeah.
Remember.
Sergeant Sasso, I'm in the Brunswick County Sheriff's Office.
Okay.
Doing well. Just need to see your driver's license and your vehicle registration.
Okay.
Yeah, the reason I'm stopping you, I clocked you 170. Speed limit here is 55.
So 70 and a 55.
Yeah.
Should have a rental agreement.
I'm gonna reach him here and get.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. And you still live in South Carolina?
Yeah, I live in South Carolina. I was in Norfolk, Virginia at a tennis tournament, and I'm gonna go back to Springfield.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what. Just hold tight for a quick moment, and I'll be right back. Okay.
Thank you.
He's walking
she said,
back.
Okay. Thank you.
He walks back to the car, and then it cuts to him walking back up to her car.
Yeah.
All right, so she was doing 15 over.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. What I have here for you,
is a traffic summons for Brunswick County General
District. Is it a traffic summons?
Yes, for Brunswick County General District Traffic Court. Your court date is going to be June the 6th at 10:30 for the 70 and a 55 mile per hour zone.
Where is the sign that says it's 55 miles an hour?
Sorry. In numerous places.
Numerous places where? I mean, between the gas station I just came from? Right here,
I mean, numerous places back that way. You're more than welcome to go back there and look at them. I mean, take pictures of them, whatever you want to do.
So you didn't give me a warning. You gave me an actual ticket?
Yeah, no warnings today, ma'am. So your court date is...
Fucking Shiloh's calling me. God damn it, Shiloh.
Information. If you contact our courts, they will tell you what the fine is, answer any one of your questions, and if you decide to prepay it, then you do not have to come to court. But if you want to prepay it, if you don't want to prepay it, then you have to come to court on June the 6th at 10:30.
I'll hire an attorney.
Need you to sign right here?
I'm not
going to
sign that ticket.
Ma'am.
I don't agree.
Okay.
But I don't have to sign it.
So, ma'am.
But I appreciate it.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Me. All right. So, what you're signing here is a promise to either come to court or a promise to prepay. It's not an admission of guilt. It's only a promise to me that you're going to get it taken care of by either coming to court or prepaying it. If you refuse to sign the summons at this point, I'm going to have to get you out of this car. I'm going to place you under arrest and take you in front of a magistrate. I will get your vehicle towed.
That's it?
Yes, sir.
Nope.
And go from there. So, yes, ma'am, you do not have a choice. You have...
On the phone.
I don't care about that. I don't care who's on the phone. I'm talking to you right now. You do not have a choice but to sign the summons. So, once again, you're signing right there. So, thank you. I knew you were going to sign it. Thank you very much.
So, she took it there and signed it.
So thank you very much. I knew you were going to sign it.
You have a very safe day.
That was him threatening to drag her out of the car, which is why she's crying.
For Brunswick County General
try to play it again.
Yes, for Brunswick County General District Traffic Court.
I can figure out how to work it.
It's going to be June the 6th at 10:30.
I appreciate it.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
Right here.
What you're signing here is a promise to either come to court or a promise to prepay.
So listen.
It's not an admission of guilt. It's only a promise to me that you're going to get it taken care of by either coming to court or prepaying it. If you refuse to sign the summons at this point.
Fucking Shiloh.
You God, fucker. Professional.
God damn it.
Hold on. I think we get it.
It's very important.
I understand.
All right, so we're going to start all over again. The cop's walking up to the car. Fuck.
We're going to start the whole show again.
Fuck, all that, and then it's fucking shy. You know what? I'm going to call him back.
Right on the air. Call him back. Be like, good job. Put him on speaker. You want me to answer it?
He can't hear you, dummy.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we're recording the show right now. You're live on the air. You just interrupted a bit. I want to know how you feel about it.
I'm pretty pleased about it.
All right. You got anything you want to say?
No, not today.
All right, man. I'll give you a call later.
All right,
bye. He's already told me he hates when I do that to him.
Doesn't he know that that's going to make you do it more? Oh, shit.
It's funny to us, damn it. All right.
Still real to me, damn it.
So, fuck, that whole setup for that fucking cop video, the whole thing is fucking shit.
I think it's even better. I think this worked out better than we ever could have imagined.
So what do you want to do?
Go over to We Have Merch, buy some t-shirts.
I just this week alone, boycott him.
Don't do it. Don't boycott him. 1 week boycott could shut down the whole business. He's a small businessman. He's just trying to help his community.
Well, come on, Twitter mob, boycott him for fucking up our show that we weren't prepared for.
That we're playing over our phone. God, that's phenomenal. Oh, shit.
So we need to use some of that Patreon money to get a special phone that's used just for the show to play clips.
Good idea. We're in the big time now.
We could take... No.
No.
All right, so far, let's see. We've pissed off our sponsor, Shooting the Shiznit.
What else we got here? Yeah. Oh, my God. We haven't even talked about anything. We haven't even done anything. All right, bye. How long have we been recording? Half an hour.
Oh. So this is what always happens. I was eager to record this week, and now I'm all right, done.
I'm eager to record for next week. We'll do better next week.
we'll just take this that brief conversation we had with we have merch on the phone and put that as our Patreon episode.
Perfect.
All right. I'm going to jump to the story. God, motherfucker, nothing is working. The ice thing.
All right.
All right. ICE arrested a wanted man. So, you know what? I'm not jumping to that. I'm going to talk about that. The whole fucking video thing we played of the video going viral. And so the lady sharing her experience with the cops and how she felt threatened.
Yeah.
And I know it went long. It felt like it went long as I was holding my phone up in the air because my phone's heavy and my arms are weak. But the video, I mean, I watched the whole thing, and it goes on and on and on to talk about how she felt threatened and she was a protester in her youth, and this is the type of behavior she was protesting against. And I didn't see anything wrong with the interaction. And normally, I am on the side of African-Americans or POX.
POX.
Except when they abuse Facebook Live or they repo my chicken wings.
And or. I wonder if that lady was actually Facebook Living the whole repo.
That would God, that would suck.
God, I wish she was. That would have been so awesome. She literally had to pull chicken bones out of your mouth.
I'm trying to break its neck like a dog. Arr, arr. Or as she pulls the chicken bone out, it is just completely clean, free of meat. It was only there for a second.
Oh shit. How do we get back to that?
I don't know, but I feel like we're not moving forward. We're
stagnating.
Yes, we're stagnating on the fact that I had my food repoed.
Because that's funny. So, do you think that this lady actually felt threatened, or do you think she was doing this to try to get sympathy, or what do you think the motivation was here?
So it's probably something, maybe both. God, because obviously, when you watch her version of the interaction and then the real interaction, you can see that she did not describe a couple things accurately.
Right.
Okay, so she was doing 15 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Right.
I don't know if this is like an urban legend or urban myth or urban whatever.
The Chupacabra? And I mean,
I thought we weren't going to say that word on...
All right.
The C word. But I always heard that if you get popped going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit, you could get charged with reckless driving.
I heard that. I thought it was 20, but okay. I've heard that there's a limit, basically.
So did you see anything wrong with the interaction?
No. No. I mean, it's not the officers. It's the police officer's job to enforce the laws. The law says if you don't sign this document says that you understand and you agree to show up. If you don't sign it, then you're not agreeing to show up, so I have to arrest you. That's what the law says. All he's doing was telling her, if you don't sign this, I will have to arrest you. That, I mean, he's not threatening to pull her, drag her out of her car and beat the hell out of her or none of that, you know? I don't see anything wrong with it. Usually I hate this argument, but if you're driving 70 in a 55, don't be mad at the cop when you get pulled over and get a ticket.
So what do you mean you don't normally? How often are you having this conversation that you have a stance that you are? You said hopefully.
My people say, well, if you just obey the law, then the officer wouldn't have had to punch you in your face. They use that argument. You know, I've seen the video where the truancy officer, like at the schools, or maybe it's not a truancy officer, but the officer at the schools basically grabs this girl out of her desk and slams her to the ground. And the comments on the video were like, well, if she would have got up and done what the officer said, she wouldn't have got slammed to the ground. I fucking hate that argument because not listening to the police is not a reason to be assaulted. But in this case, not listening, not following the law, she got a ticket. That's what happens. I'm okay with getting a ticket. I'm not okay with somebody being assaulted. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I'm trying to decide if I want to try to move forward in that conversation or let it die, and I can't help but say I want to move forward just because whenever we have a whole bunch of shit to talk about, I really like not getting to any of it and then spending all of our time on one subject.
Perfect.
So at what point is it okay for a police officer to assault a citizen?
Self-defense or the defense of someone else. That's my opinion.
So what do you consider assault? I'm being serious. Like, so when a cop... have you ever been taken down by a cop?
No. I've had a gun pointed at me, but I've never been taken down.
So they're not exactly in the business of customer service. They don't care if you have a good time with it.
Is this experience good for you?
And it's weird. They always tell you to watch your head getting in the car, and then they smash your fucking head into the... Every fucking time.
Every time.
Watch your head.
So I'm not okay, and this is just a general broad statement. I'm not okay with the police physically assaulting anyone. I don't think that that's okay. If they are defending themselves, I get it. People attack the cops. The cop's got to defend himself. That's a human thing. Or if somebody is hurting someone else and the cop has to stop them, I get it. But if the cop says, do this, and you don't do it, and then he chokes you out and slams you to the ground, I'm not okay with that.
Yeah, I disagree.
Really?
I don't think cops have enough. I think they should just... They shouldn't even have to ask you to stop doing it before they punch you.
just, nope, not even punch, shoot. Just they should always have their gun out with the finger on the trigger all the time. just
you fucking speeding?
They should be able to shoot out your tires. While you're speeding, they should be able to shoot out your tires from their car. They put one of those gunners on top, on the top of their cars.
Speeding would go down, right?
Right.
Okay.
Problem solved.
And you're against people getting tickets for speeding.
I am. Well, I am against that, actually.
But you were just arguing for it.
Yeah. Wait, what? I'm against me getting tickets for speeding. I'm not rational. I'm not being rational here. I'm pissed off when I get a fucking ticket for speeding. It pisses me off. Or even worse is when I get a ticket for a fucking seatbelt. That really pisses me off.
Why?
Because fuck that bullshit. That's the only argument I got.
So you don't have a good reason.
Yeah, I do. Why should I have to wear a seatbelt if I don't fucking want to?
Because it protects other people.
Who? Me wearing a seatbelt protects other people?
Yes.
Who?
Are you being serious?
Me in my car wearing a seatbelt protects other people. Are you being serious?
Yes.
Are you fucking retarded?
Have you ever lost control of a vehicle?
Yes.
When you lost control, what happened? Like, did you like jump off a bridge, or did you just go into the ditch, or what did you do?
I slid into a ditch a couple times.
What are you, fucking drunk driving motherfucker?
No, I'm just not very good at it.
So I have been in a position where I went off the road. I wouldn't say at a high rate of speed, but at, let's call it 200 miles an hour. I don't know.
Fair enough.
And when I went off the road, my car bounced around enough that had I not had my seatbelt on, I would have been flung out of the driver's seat.
Okay.
And then my car would have had the potential to go in the oncoming traffic.
Okay.
Instead, my fat ass was stuck in my seat, so I was able to regain control of my car. So me having my seatbelt on potentially saved lives.
That's the stupidest argument I ever heard. If that's the case, then...
You're serious? I mean, that...
Yes, that's a stupid argument.
Oh, okay. Touche, you win.
So, let's go. Let's do this. You don't eat a very healthy diet, right? Am I
Fuck
correct
off.
About that? No, I'm asking you. Do you eat a healthy diet?
Not with people taking it away out of my fucking mouth.
All right. So let's say you're driving down the road in your car that weighs 2 tons and you have a heart attack because of your diet, right? And then you kill 12 people because you had a heart attack because you ate shitty food. So then should the cops give you a ticket for eating shitty food that gave you a heart attack?
I'm going to use your quote. I'm going to use your quote. That's the hill you want to die on?
I'm not really ready to die, but I mean...
Because I'm ready to fucking kill you.
Have at her, fatty.
There is zero chance that anything that you are saying correlates to anything that we were talking about. That was stupid.
Correlation. The chance that I kill somebody by not wearing a seatbelt is the same chance that you kill somebody by eating a fucking cheeseburger. It's the same fucking thing.
You think so?
Yes, that's why I said it.
Okay. So we're going to spend the rest of this episode.
Oh, God damn it.
gathering statistics of how many times.
This ought to be fun.
How many cheeseburgers have been eaten
today?
Versus how many people have went into a ditch versus how many times the seatbelts are on a person eating a cheeseburger versus the seatbelts on a cheeseburger.
God, this is going to be a fun episode.
Your analogy's fucking stupid.
You already lost me. No, it's not. So, oh, God. How is it different? You're doing something that could cause you to hurt other people. One thing you want the cops to regulate.
Everybody's right. You're stupid.
Okay. You want the cops to regulate one thing, but not the other thing.
Yeah, because...
What's the difference?
There is a direct correlation, right? If you are doing 50 miles an hour over rough terrain, and I don't mean the fucking gravel road that you call a driveway. I mean, if you're doing 40 miles an hour...
That was funny.
Because you live in a trailer. Off-road... It is 100% certain that you are going to get thrown from your seat and out the window. It is a fact. Whereas
100% certain.
If you eat a double cheeseburger from McDonald's, it's like a 60-40 shot that you're going to die that day. The analogy doesn't work.
Yes, it does. It works great. All right. So how about this? You drink a large cup of gravy 3 times a day. Do you think you should get a ticket for that? You're asking for a heart attack.
What kind of gravy?
KFC gravy.
See, that's where your analogy falls short.
All right.
It's got to be country gravy with the sausage in it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I need
drink a cup of that.
I need gravy with a meal inside the gravy.
And a cheeseburger to wash it down. Oh, my God.
All right. So we solved that.
So everything that you do throughout your day to not take care of yourself and put yourself at risk of whatever ailment you have, and then you get in a car and drive, what difference does it make? The argument you made was that you're protecting other people by wearing your seatbelt, which is a shitty argument.
What's that?
Exactly.
So I don't think that helmet laws should be a thing, because that's different.
Is it?
Yes. Helmet laws. Who does helmet laws protect?
Nobody. When you wear a helmet on a motorcycle, you have a higher chance of breaking your neck if you get into an accident.
I think you made that up.
Look it up.
Nope.
You're going to have to ask Jeeves on that one.
Helmet laws are meant to only protect the driver.
Right.
So I think that if you are okay with bashing your head on the concrete, you should be allowed to do that.
I'm okay with bashing my head into my windshield. I should be allowed to do that.
Not if there's a potential of saving other people in the process. Just because you're a careless piece of shit, you don't care if you wipe out a fucking family bouncing around a cornfield. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Why is there a family in a cornfield? Do they live there?
They're on a hayrack ride, and here you come plowing through everything.
Get out of the way. I don't have a seatbelt on.
I have lost control.
I have lost control. Perfect.
Clear a path, people.
So, were we even going to talk about this story?
I don't care.
That's awesome.
Now, let's skip this one.
All right. Perfect.
All right. ICE arrested a man driving his pregnant wife to give birth.
She just closed the article.
She drove herself to the hospital. Maria del Carmen Vanaga. How many names is this?
All of them.
Maria del Carmen Vanaga was on her way to deliver a baby boy. Her fifth child.
Where was she delivering it to?
All right. So I want to talk about this story. So let's get through it. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
All right. Maria was on her way to deliver a baby boy, her fifth child. Why does that matter, you racist fuck?
Why is that racist?
Because Mexicans have a lot of kids.
Oh. That's racist? I mean, do they have a lot of kids?
Yeah.
How's that racist then? My mom's Mexican and she doesn't have a lot of kids.
What?
I don't know. I got nothing.
It sounded
funnier in my head.
I thought your mom was Polish.
Canadian.
So your dad's Polish?
No, wait. You're right. She's Polish and Canadian. My grandmother on her side is Canadian. My grandfather on her side is Polish. So she's Polish-Canadian, and so am I. That's what makes me so cool.
Wait, but what's your dad? Other than racist.
He's white. I have no idea. He's white. That's all I know.
That's not a thing.
I guarantee you it is.
It's not.
White? Look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, I can show you a picture if you want. He's white.
But that's not like a race. I mean, that's not like a... It's not a thing.
He's black? I mean, what...
That makes sense.
I don't know what he is. I don't have that information.
How do you not know where your dad is from? Okay, where's your dad from? White.
Ohio.
Fuck.
That's all I know. I don't know. Am I a fucking historian?
It's not like you have to dig back through the fucking history books and blow up the dust. Fucking text him. He's still alive.
Hey, Dad, what are you?
White.
He said white.
All right, fuck. Maria del Carmen Venegas. You got Mexican friends, right?
I don't have any friends. I know, seriously. A couple of Mexican dudes. Yes, yes.
But you talk to a Mexican once a day.
Yes.
Can you text your can you text your Mexican and ask him why Mexicans have so many names?
Why has he got to be my Mexican?
He ain't mine.
You ain't claiming him?
No way, Jose.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Because his name's Jose.
I know, but it's stupid. That's the stupidest joke ever.
Fuck off, Padre. Wait a minute, I got a Mexican, too.
You do?
Yeah, and he listened. Hey, Mexican. Why do Mexicans have so many names? I'll wait. All right.
Is that him calling?
Yeah, anyway. All right. So Maria del Carmen Venegas.
Where are we going with this? You've read her name like 15 times.
I'm just trying to get through the article. You keep interrupting. All right. Maria was on her way to deliver a baby boy, her fifth child, by cesarean section in a planned operation Wednesday afternoon. Her husband, Joel Arona Lara, was driving her car to the hospital. Two SUVs swooped in to block the vehicle at a San Bernardino, California gas station. They belonged to Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
ICE.
And the agents asked for Venegas' identification. She later told CBS Los Angeles she complied. The agents also asked for Arona Lara's identification. The couple was in a hurry when they left, and his ID was at home. Venegas told Univision affiliate KMEX. KMEX.
That's too easy.
Yeah. That's our new radio station, K White.
K White.
The agent searched the car and led him away in handcuffs, leaving wife frantic. Great writing there, Tex. On Saturday afternoon, officials released previously undisclosed details about his arrest. He is a Mexican national wanted in Mexico under a warrant issued for homicide charges and has been detained pending removal proceedings, according to a statement by spokeswoman Laura Haley. Reason why we're reading this. So there was this was all over Twitter about this. So it was framed that ICE swooped in and arrested a husband while his wife was on her way to give birth.
Yeah.
You know, that headline.
They left out the whole part where it was a planned cesarean and he was a murderer.
Right. And I give more creed to the murderer part than the planned cesarean. I don't give a fuck how. See, this is going to sound bad, but I don't care how this Mexican was going to come into the world. That doesn't matter to me.
That doesn't matter to me. What a dick.
See, I mean,
it's important how Mexicans come into the world.
Is it?
Yes, it's important how anybody comes into the world. If you come into the world when your father's in jail.
It's only important to the Mexican husband.
Well, yeah, that's true, I guess.
If it comes in the natural way, there's a lot of repair work that has to be done. Versus the cesarean where they just open up the guts and the baby pops out.
So gross.
All right, so we made it through one paragraph of that article.
We did good.
And I'm already done talking about it. I feel like it's just a way to talk about Mexicans whenever we do this stuff.
I know, you have a thing for Mexicans. Isn't your wife Mexican?
You're one to talk.
What does that mean?
You're the one that has a Mexican.
According to you.
Well, I'm cool with him.
So am I.
Nope.
All right.
All right. What's this one here? Yeah, this is old news.
Which one's the old news?
Millennial couple bikes near ISIS territory thinking humans are kind and gets killed.
I don't think that's old news. August 15th? That's like less than a week ago.
That's 10 days ago, you stupid twat.
Oh, I didn't know what the day was.
See, that's what you just did there is why you always lose arguments.
What did I do?
You just misspoke as if it was the truth.
Yeah.
Without doing any research.
I stand by it. It's less than a week ago.
Fair enough.
Did I say 1 week? I meant two. Less than 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Oh, God. The byline of this is the worst. Did you read this? Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans. I want to kill these people.
You can't.
That's true.
But what you're telling me is you're not upset by them dying. So real quick, because people have no idea what the fuck we're talking about. We read stories, and then we...
We talk about it like everybody's just in our heads. They know what the hell's going on.
So a young couple who, I want to take this quote. I think this kind of tells you what kind of people these people were. All right. Fuck it. Jay Austin and Laura Geoghegan, whatever.
Googleheimer.
Both 29 last year quit their office jobs in Washington, D.C. to embark on the journey. Austin, who worked for the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and Guggenhagen, who worked in the Georgetown University Admissions Office, decided that they were wasting their lives working. Here's the quote. "I've grown tired of spending the best hours of my day in front of a glowing rectangle of coloring the best years of my life in swaths of gray and beige," Austin wrote on his blog before he quit. "I've missed too many sunsets while my back was turned, too many thunderstorms went unwatched, too many gentle breezes unnoticed." Which is completely different than his last words, which were, "See, that wasn't cool, man."
Yes, it was. You can laugh as long as it's not happening to you. It's cool. Don't worry about it. Up until the moment it happens to you, you can laugh about it. That's my motto.
What the fuck do you expect to happen?
I expected this exactly to happen. We still haven't gotten to what happened.
You know the story I told a couple weeks ago about me giving that black guy a ride home and then he took me back to this trailer park where I was going to get murdered?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been my fault?
No. I don't think so. I think it's good to trust people. People aren't evil. Evil is just Evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans.
Okay, yeah. So when I'm sitting in behind this trailer and there's all these guys taking turns butt-fucking me right before they cut my face off, what I'm going to sit there and think, God, humans are complex.
What would be even worse is if he cut your face off and then wore your face as a mask while he was butt fucking you. That would be horrible. What a way to go. You look back and you're still alive. He's got your face on. He's balls deep. That would be terrible.
What would be the worst part?
The pain of somebody. The balls deep part.
You think that would be worse than somebody cutting your face off?
Absolutely. You ever seen a black guy's penis? They're fucking huge.
So, what? So, you know, like after he cut your face off and he's sitting there holding your face in his hands, like your first thought is going to be like, don't get no Jerry curl on there. You know,
I need that face.
Don't get your activator on my face.
God, I hope he doesn't butt fuck me. What would be even worse is if he took your face, like your face mask, and just kind of wrapped it around his, put it in your fucking mouth hole, put his dick in your mouth hole.
Face, what?
Your face mask after he cuts your face off.
And then wrapped it around his dick?
Yeah, wouldn't that be terrible? I mean, you still got eyes, you can still see what's going on.
All right, we're going to move on.
All right.
All right.
We never even finished what's going on with the story. They're stupid.
Well, best of luck to them. Hope everything works out. Moving on.
Hope everything works out for them. Oh my God! All right.
I just closed the fucking board. God damn it.
You read the papers and you're led to believe that the world is a big, scary place. Because it is, stupid. People, the narrative goes, are not to be trusted. People are bad. People are evil. I don't buy it. And this is where he says, evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans, holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. By and large, humans are kind. Self-interested sometimes, myopic sometimes, but kind. Generous and wonderful.
All right, you know what? So I have to agree with the guy, to be honest.
All right.
I don't think the world is as bad as what everybody tries to make it.
Right.
So I'd like to recant most of what I said about that story. I think that the guy was probably onto something. The world isn't that bad of a place. And I'm sorry that we lost two people who saw the world for what it truly was. Anyway, I want to go to the next story. Hospital guard raped corpses in the storage room of the hospital.
What a segue. We still never even got to what happened with these two bikers.
Fuck them.
The bikers or?
The world isn't that bad of a place.
All right. Sounds well, good.
Hold on. We'll let them speak on that. Right.
There you go.
A hospital security guard raped a corpse in a storage room, according to Shelby County Sheriff's Office. Deputies arrested Cameron Wright on charges of abuse of a corpse. A witness reported seeing Wright with the corpse at St. Francis Hospital. Officers arrived and took Wright to jail. Investigators said Wright admitted to the crime. He was booked on a $3,000 bond.
$3,000?
All right. So that's
it's worth it. I'd pay $3,000.
What?
I don't see the crime here. I mean, they're already dead.
Now you're just trying to be.
How's that? What's the crime? How do you commit a crime? I'm not saying it's okay, but how do you commit a crime against somebody that's not alive? What if I took ashes from somebody that's dead and made coffee with it and drank the coffee? Is that the same thing? I mean, it would be gross, but is that a crime?
If you jerk off and use somebody's ashes as lubricant, is that defiling a corpse?
Is it a corpse once they're burned?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, those are the hard questions, man. I don't know. This is the reason we do this. It's hard-hitting journalism right here.
I don't even know what to say. After that. What could possibly turn somebody on about fucking a corpse?
Well, that's a stupid question. I'm sure that there's something out there that turns you on where somebody could say, what could possibly turn you on about that?
Bearded podcasters with glasses.
Yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, he's talking about me. What could possibly turn anybody on about that?
So I'm asking you, you were into some fucked up things sexually. What? That's what you say when you don't have a reply.
What does that even mean, fucked up? It's not fucked up to me.
You know it is. You know some of the things that you're into are fucked.
So let's turn this whole thing around. I've seen me. You've seen you. Can you tell me what either one of our wives has any interest in either one of us? Like, your wife has sex with you. My wife has sex with me. What do they see in that? Right? It's the same fucking thing. I might as well be a corpse.
But if by sex you mean walking through the hallway with each other and her going, fuck you.
Fuck off. Don't touch me.
Yeah.
That's so hot. The sweet, sweet love right there.
So what you're saying is somebody having sex with you is the same as somebody else fucking a corpse?
I was wondering when you were going to get there. Yep, that's what I'm saying. What do they call that? Rigor mortis? When your shit gets really hard?
All right. So I'm going to try going down this road with you, and I know that it's not going to go anywhere because you won't be honest.
No, of course not.
Would you have sex with a woman that's alive?
Yes.
That's
an easy one.
Would you have sex with a woman who is sleeping?
No.
Would you have sex with a woman in a coma?
No.
Would you have sex with a woman who has expired? License plates.
Fuck no.
The deadbeat whore. So would you have sex with somebody that's dead?
No.
Why not?
Because that's gross. There's no...
You just told me it wasn't gross.
I did not say it wasn't gross. I said it's gross. The whole time I said it's gross.
Which is it?
You said, what you said is you can't understand how people get turned on by things that you don't understand. Your mind is small. Different things turn on different people.
Okay. My mind is small. So tell me, Anthony, what is it that people get turned on about having sex with a corpse?
How the fuck would I know that? I'm not them. I don't want to have sex with a corpse. It's what's the difference than having sex with a corpse and having sex with a real doll?
Okay, so you have come up with the exact same conclusion as I have, right? You don't have an answer as to why somebody would do it.
Right. But yet
you are enlightened and my brain is small.
Right. Now you're understanding the argument.
Okay. Whatever. Fuck, you're an idiot. Fuck. That's why you have to wear your seatbelt.
Is that right? All right. So we agree that sexuality is a complex issue. Where do you draw the line between what's weird and what's not weird? Personally.
When it gets into non-consensual.
I didn't say wrong. I said weird. Non-consensual, of course, that's weird and that's
okay,
wrong.
So,
I'm talking about consensual sex.
So, like, me sticking my tongue up a butthole is normal to me,
yeah.
Whereas somebody else will say, that's fucking weird.
Yes, right. Yeah. That's my point here.
But they're stupid.
You ever tasted butthole before? They're stupid. So you don't have an answer. It's just...
I did.
They're stupid.
I like... Lick it butthole. What? I don't know.
I like where this is going. Because I like to have my butthole lick, so I like where this is going.
Hey, t-shirt guy. I think that's a t-shirt right there. I like licking butthole.
Oh, shit. Huh.
That's what I got. I don't know which one to go from here. You're not asking very probing questions, so...
Don't talk like that when we're having this conversation. So all right. You always like to throw it out there that I have weird sexual.
You do.
I don't though.
You do very. You know you do.
I know I don't.
All right. All right. We'll start this session here now then. All right.
All right.
So I guess we'll go with true or false, but that way you don't have to give away too much information.
Okay.
True or false?
Yeah.
You are into some weird shit.
True. Damn it. You got me.
Fucking mind trickery. It was trickery.
How do you do that?
Have you ever had sex with an inanimate object?
Yeah, technically, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's not technically.
Pocket pussy is inanimate, I guess.
Just leave it an inanimate object.
Yeah.
That couldn't give consent.
All right.
Have you ever pleasured yourself while watching pornography of somebody being abused?
No. Yes. Of course I haven't. That's horrible. Why would I do that?
I thought you were going to be honest.
I am.
Just me saying runny mascara gets you excited.
No, that's not true at all. Anyways, even if it was, how is that abuse?
Because it's from crying from being raped.
You're such a tool.
Somebody getting punished, I think that's how you like to phrase it.
Never in my life have I said that.
Like,
go ahead. Keep trying.
No, what's that guy that you like?
What are you talking about?
The porn guy.
What's the guy that you like?
The porn guy that beats up women.
If you're talking about Max Hardcore, I don't like Max Hardcore. He's a fucking douche.
Yeah, but you jerk off to his stuff.
That is absolutely not true. We had... Oh, my God. You're such a tool.
So you don't...
You take everything and twist it around.
You don't think it's hot that do you think it's hot when somebody is getting pissed on?
No, that's disgusting.
What about when somebody's getting face fucked and they're gagging?
Yeah, it could be all right.
And their tears coming out of their eyes.
It'd be all right.
So okay, that's abused.
That's not. How? It is not. It absolutely is not.
Somebody getting face fucked with mascara and tears and going, stop, stop. And
you're sitting, stop. Nobody says, see, you throw in these extra things. You do, you have
you,
a way.
Oh, use guys. Use guys.
You have a way about you.
Make it stop. Oh, that's hot.
No, no.
So anyway, yeah.
So you have nothing, so.
Well, I was just trying to figure out how we got here, and it was
How did we get anywhere? Let's try to figure out how we got here from our first episode.
I did it again.
You what?
I closed the wrong thing again. Oh. Are we done? No, we got 15 more things.
All right.
No, we are almost done.
Are we?
Front hole, laundromat. Zombie. Hole. Let's do that zombie thing. We'll get the fuck out.
All right. Front hole.
Indiana high school student arrested after posting zombie video game clip to Facebook. Thank God. Oh, I'm serious. Yeah. I'm happy to see this. All right. Well, let's. An Indiana student. Indiana student was arrested at his high school Tuesday after posting a video game clip on social media showing players shooting zombies inside a school hallway. Sean Small, an 18-year-old senior who was on the wrestling team at Scottsburg High School.
What difference does that make if he's on the wrestling team?
Because they're racists.
Oh, all right.
Wait a minute. This isn't even about racism.
Damn.
Because they're school shooters.
All right.
How many people do you know that wrestled in high school and college?
I can only think of one guy that I knew, but I mean, there was more. I just didn't know him.
And he ended up turning into a school shooter, correct?
Yep, he's the only one I know.
Right, see? Sean Small, an 18-year-old senior who was on the wrestling team at Scottsburg High School and is part of the Indiana National Guard, pleaded not guilty to an intimidation charge. He was free on a $1,000 bond and was... and has a school expulsion hearing set for next week. The controversy allegedly began when Small posted a clip to Facebook of him playing The Walking Dead: Our World, a video game that animates characters into a real-world background. WDRB-TV reported, he added the caption, "Finally something better than Pokemon Go," noting another popular augmented reality game, but a peer became concerned after watching the video at school and went to the principal, according to the station.
What? You went to high school. I went to high school. What kind of a douche would go to the fucking principal over something like this?
I told you, I'm glad that this kid did this.
Why?
Because this was obviously a threat against the other students. If it's a video posted of you walking through hallways at your school, shooting people, it's obviously... showing that you have plans to do something. That's what he was trying to communicate.
That he has plans to shoot up his school and the zombies that go to his school?
No, the zombies were metaphors.
For?
People.
Huh, that's a strong metaphor. I guess we don't have anything to argue about because I feel the same way. Take that.
So wait, you have
so you honestly think that just you know how this works? They take the video and it's the actual school hallways, but the zombies are.
Yes, motherfucker! I know how augmented reality works.
Yes, motherfucker! So you think that this was a threat to the other students, and you're glad that this pussy went to the principal with the information?
Why? So that's something that's always bothered me about you. Like, you say the word pussy in a derogatory sense. You know, you just take a piece of a female anatomy and then you attach a negative connotation to it as if it's a bad thing.
Right. I don't see the problem.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't. What a douche.
So, no, I'm just tired of the... I'm tired of the language and how it's being used to hold people down.
All right. You're sucking all the funny out of this show.
Well, maybe it's time that we...
Explain yourself.
I don't have to.
You do?
You take words like kike and faggot and homo and cunt, twat, bitch, slut, hooker.
You're missing one. The big one.
Nigerian. And they're just used...
How's that a slut?
They're just
Nigerian.
They're just used to hold people down. And we should be trying to build people up. Retard, autistic retard.
Yeah.
I'm serious. And you just like throwing words around.
Uh-huh. What else? Keep going. What other words do I like to throw around?
Mexican.
Do you put that in with Nigerian? Come on.
Faggot.
Why you already said that one? Why do you always gotta throw Mexicans under the bus? I don't understand.
Faggot Mexican. Mexican faggot.
You're gonna get killed by the cartel.
Anyway, we need to stop using those words because all they do is hold people down.
I don't think Mexican holds people down.
As long as there's people like you that use those words so freely, we're never going to rise above it.
Right. I am actively trying to stop people from rising above it, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're oppressing people.
Right. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly right.
What?
So I am an oppressor. Why?
You're for that baker's right to not bake cakes. No.
Right. Wait.
I'm trying to think of what angle I need to get to use the word I want to use. Hold on. I got to think this through.
Go ahead. We got time.
All right. So if I say that Anthony is for the baker's right, then I'm going to... I'm going to be with the gay guy. If I'm with the gay guy, then I can say faggot.
You're with the gay guy, you are a faggot.
See, that's what I mean. You're on the side of the baker, and I'm on the side of the fag.
Wait, I don't think that's right. Am I on the side of the baker?
You are. You think that he should have the right to not make the cake.
Yeah, but I'm on the right side of history here. I'm on both sides. I'm riding the fence.
Bye. Got it.
Bye.
You're for the bye baker.
I am. So what if oh God. I don't want to talk about that stupid fucking baker. Fuck that baker. Fuck them gay guys trying to get a gay cake.
All right, bye.
Just fuck everybody involved in this whole thing. Bye.
All right, let's go do our Patreon.
All right.
Hey, what's up? I am testing this recording thing. So I'm recording our conversation. Just the one-sided. I wanted to see if it's going to pick up me moving the microphone around or your voice through the speaker. So am I going to have to zip the file to send it to you? I know what it is. I don't have one. Yeah. Do you have Dropbox? Is there a limit to the file size?
Huh? WAV files
are pretty big. All right. WAV files are pretty big. All right. Well, I'll give that a try. A Microsoft deal.